Correspond if I'm letting you put your oily desert hands on my little girl.
Leisha looked up, her hands full of a man's intestines, to see a thick-armed Lactonian man and his teenage son looming with balled fists over tiny Amanva. The apprentices assisting her were all frozen with fear. Giselle, too, had paused in her surgery, but she could no more stop and involve herself than Leisha.
If I do not, she will die.
Hey! Whose ripping fault is that? You desert rats killed Mom and ran us out into the night!
Do not blame me for your cowardice and inability to protect your sister. Stand aside.
Or I will.
The man grabbed her arm. Sikva took a step forward, but the man's son sidestepped to block her path. Amanva looked down as if he had rubbed shit on her white robe, pristine despite the hours she had spent in the surgery with Leisha. Then her hand shot up, snaking around the man's giant biceps and into his armpit. She stepped back in a half-turn, bringing the man's arm out straight until the elbow locked. She twisted slightly. Amanva used the locked arm to guide the man like a puppet, swinging him away from the operating table and right into his son. A well-placed kick set the boy stumbling toward the doors. Amanva walked the man straight back after him. She let the man's arm go as the door swung open, delivering a mule kick into his solar plexus that sent both flying through the air. Dozens of women working triage looked up in shock.
Get out there and find the biggest cutters you can. Post them at the surgery door and tell them I will bite their ripping heads off if anyone other than patients and gatherers is allowed in.
Well, someone's got to carry the wounded in. Most of the cutters are out in the net.
I'll find a few hands when I finish here. Go.
Right.
Amanva was already at work on the girl, badly bitten by field demons. These were not the first Lactonians to lose control at the sight of Amanva's robes and dark skin, but folk would need to swallow it, along with a few teeth if necessary. Even with almost every gatherer in the hollow at hand, their resources were taxed. The apprentices could set a bone and stitch a gash, but there were few with the knowledge to cut into a patient, much less fix what they found. Amanva was the best combat surgeon Leisha had ever seen. She could not afford to send the woman away. There was a lull as they awaited the next wave. Leisha finished her work, leaving Katie to stitch. The extra weight she was carrying did not make hours bent over the operating table any easier. The hospice main room was chaotic. It was more than a week since the refugees began to arrive, but still wounded poured in as cutter and wooden soldier patrols gathered groups on the road and guided them into the hollow. Fleeing for days on end, many suffered from exhaustion and exposure. Others had been wounded in the invasion or by demons on the road. But after the wave of refugees from Ryzen and the losses at New Moon, the Hollowers had gotten used to bringing order from chaos. Off to the side, the two Lactonian men slumped on a bench, arms on their knees as they stared at the floor. She was in desperate need of a rest, but it was a stark reminder that others had it far worse. Leisha understood the rage the refugees directed toward Amanva. She felt it herself. Their strike on Doctown was too precise to have been a sudden inspiration. Amon had been planning it all along, even as he seduced her. Part of her, angry and wounded, hoped Arlen had indeed killed him. She made her way over to them. The father didn't even look up until she put her feet right in their field of vision. The son continued to stare.
Your daughter will be all right. All of you will.
Appreciate the thought, Gatherer. But I don't think things will ever be all right again. We've lost everything. If Caddy dies, I don't know what I'll...
I know it feels that way, but I've been right where you are. More than once. All the Hollowers have.
Gets better.
Stella Inn had appeared with a water cart. She ladled a pair of cups and produced a rough blanket.
Weather's getting chill. There'll be heat wards in the campsite, but they only work at night. Did they give you a site number?
Boy out front said something.
7. We're in Site 7.
Pollux Field. What are your names?
Marson Pete.
The man nodded to his son.
Jack.
When's the last time you ate?
Search my pockets.
I'll ask Carolyn to come by with the bread cart while you wait for word.
Creator bless you, girl.
See? Getting better already.
Aye. Mom's gone. House is ashes, and Caddy's gonna die of demon fever, but we've got a blanket, so everything's sunny.
I'd be grateful.
There will be more than just blankets and bread. A pair of strong backs like yours can be put right to work cutting trees and building homes on one of the new great wards.
Paid work. Food credits at first, but then you'll start at 5 clats a day each.
Thought it was over for us tonight, when the demons got through our camp wards. But I gotta believe, Deliverer wouldn't have saved us if there weren't no reason.
You saw the Deliverer.
Aye. and I wasn't the only one.
It was just a flash of ward light.
Aye, but brighter than anything my hasty wards could make. Hurt to look at. And I saw an arm.
Could have been anything.
Anything didn't freeze the flame demon that bit Caddy solid. Or set that woody on fire so we could reach the cutters on the road.
Leisha shook her head. This wasn't the first tale of Renna's exploits she'd heard, but as yet none had seen more than a flitting shadow or a glimpse of warded flesh.
How is she doing it? Drawing wards in the air and dissipating like smoke, traveling miles in the time it takes to draw a deep breath. It's more than Blackstem wards can explain. Wanda's grown powerful at night, but nothing like that, and her abilities always fade back to mortal levels when the sun rises.
Swear by the sun. Deliverer saved me and mine.
Of course he did. Deliverer's out there, watching over all of us.
Leisha led the girl out of earshot of the men.
Don't go making promises like that. You know as well as Annie, even Arlen Bales can't be everywhere at once. Folk need to concentrate on saving themselves.
Aye, mistress. That's sunny and good when you're a cutter with arms like tree trunks or a crazing princess who can throw men across the room like dolls. What's a hollow girl like me to do?
Would you fight if you could?
Aye, mistress. But even if Granddad would let me, I can't so much as wind a crankbow.
We'll see about that.
Mistress?
Focus on your work. We'll speak of this again soon.
The front door to the hospit was kicked open. Wanda Cutter strode in with two grown men slung over her shoulder and another carried in the crook of one arm. Her sleeves were rolled up, the black stem wards glowing softly. Wanda gently set the men down, then approached Leisha.
Didn't have no choice, mistress. I was all out of arrows and the demon was going right for him. What was I supposed to do, let him die?
Of course not, dear. You did the right thing.
Whole town's talking about it by now, calling me your warded child.
What's done is done. Pay it no mind. We couldn't hide it forever, and I've learned enough to begin expanding our experiment.